Shabbat Shalom. Hey, it's a pretty exciting crowd. All right. Energetic. It's good. You guys having a good time? Glad to hear it. In this week's Parsha, we read about a fascinating occurrence. Jacob, the last of our three forefathers, passes away. A very long life, a hard life, many trials, and he passes away in the land of Egypt. And there is a long processional back to the Machpelah, to the cave where Abraham and Sarah and Isaac are buried, so that Jacob can be buried there as well. Now, this doesn't sound so remarkable. Jacob asked to be promised to be buried there at the cave. And so not a big deal. That's just what happens. But who is in that procession? It's not just the brothers and the grandchildren and the household of Jacob. In fact, it seems that the household of Jacob makes up only a small portion of this march back to the land of Israel. All of Egypt goes with them. Now, I assume not literally all of Egypt, but the leaders and government officials and representatives of Egypt. But Egypt joins in the mourning of the loss of Jacob. Not only do they join in the mourning, but they genuinely support Joseph and his family in their time of loss. In fact, if you read, there are more psukim about the Egyptians' mourning than there are about Jacob's own family mourning. Now, we're about to start next week a very different kind of relationship with Egypt. And that's what we think about most of the time. We think of Pharaoh and the 10 plagues and slavery and the killing of the firstborn. But before we get there, we have a great relationship with Egypt. We're safe in Egypt. We're well taken care of in Egypt. We get along well with the Egyptians. It's wonderful. And so the question is, what do we do with this switch? What do we do with that switch? And some people, and some drashim that I've read, tell us that that means we should never trust a non-Jew. That the non-Jewish world, they may be friends with you one day, but Shmot starts again next week, and be ready, because you can't trust them. I have a different take. A bit of a different understanding, and I have to grow to one of my favorite sages to understand a little better, my grandfather, Phil Freeman. He tells me that he's part of a little chavura where each month someone prepares something to learn. And he tells me that he prepared an entire lesson on the Jewish gangsters of the 20s. So I'm like, I'm glad you learned something important. But he tells me the reason why he wanted to do that is because he wants to remember that not all Jews are perfect. That we as a people have some scoundrels, some criminals, some people who do wrong, sometimes for good reasons, sometimes for bad. And in fact, if you go earlier in our Parsha, during those blessings that Jacob gives his sons, in the blessing to Simon and to Levi, to Shimon and Levi, he says, you two are terrible people. You have blood on your hands. You handle things through anger and violence, and that's bad. Don't do that anymore. The very beginnings of our people, we understand that. And I think the message that we're supposed to get from this goes back even further to the very beginning of the Bible, in which we all are created in the image of God. That Adam and Eve, Adam is the first person. The rabbis ask, why do you think God made all of us come from one person? We're all so different, why should we all come from Adam? And it's so that no one says, you know, my family lineage is better than yours. If you go back far enough, we're all the same. And for me, this is the message I take away. People are people. Sometimes we do bad, sometimes we do good, sometimes we live up to the part of ourselves that's in the image of God, and sometimes we don't. And that's true whether or not you apply the name Jew, non-Jew, Christian, Muslim, Taoist, Taoist, Confucianist, whatever label you want to apply, people are people, and you'll find those who are able to be humble and understand God's message and word, and those who shy away, who take power, who hurt others. We get one last message that's actually in the beginning of next week's Parsha. A clue in how to avoid these stereotypes. A clue. We're told a new Pharaoh arose in Egypt and he did not know Joseph. Why did our relationship with the Egyptians fall apart? Why did it stop working? Because Pharaoh no longer knew us. And that's a challenge to each of us. A challenge that we take this parsha, this story that we read year after year, and remind ourselves that we have to know as many people as possible. Not only as many people, but as many peoples. The more we understand, the more we know, the more those relationships can be good and strong, like they were with the Pharaoh of Joseph and Jacob. And with that, I will say Shabbat Shalom and the Haftarah is on.